弟兄姐妹大家平安。
平
安。今天要讲的信息是饶恕的真理与实践。
Today the message is the truth and practice of forgiving.
为什么饶恕对基督徒来是一个至关重要的事？
Why forgiveness is vital to Christians?
要知道，饶恕不只是一个高尚的理想啊，它是每一位信主的基督徒，每一位啊跟从耶稣做门徒的，是不能不可妥协的这个实践，我们必须要去做的啊。
Forgiveness is not only a noble idea.But also an uncompromising practice for each one of us.
我们今天读的经文啊，杨处理在路加福音这边告诉我们，每一天如果人家都犯错，但是他如果承认他向你道歉，他说他错了，你都要原谅他。
Today we read two scriptures. In Luke it tells us that.Every day people make mistakes, but if he keeps coming to you and tell you that he made mistakes, then you have to forgive him.
另外在以弗所书这边啊，也特别的叫我们要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕哈，因为我们都会彼此生活上得罪哈，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们，就饶恕了我们一样。
And in Ephesians, it tells us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
饶恕是福音的核心，彰显神的怜悯与恩典。
Forgiveness is at the heart of the gospel, revealing God's mercy and grace.
所以当我们选择饶恕，就是宣告神的爱已经更新了我们。
So when we choose to forgive, we declare that God's love has renewed us.
然而，我们都知道饶恕并不容易哈，许多人都背负着被人啊背叛啦，被人拒绝啦，或者是重复的，不管用行为和言语上啊伤害我们，就留下了很深的痛。
Yet forgiving is not easy because many carries the weight of deep pain, of betrayal, rejection, or repeated hurt.
但饶恕哈，不是只为了那个冒犯你、得罪你的人啊，更是为了我们自己心里能够得到医治。
But forgiveness is not just for that person who offended you, but also for the healing of ourselves.
我们都知道，当你不饶恕人，你就一直在心里。生气、难过，想到那人你就气哈，这种甚至产生苦毒、仇恨，这些东西会把你捆绑起来啊，像牢囚一样。这个像那，但是我们如果愿意饶恕的时候呢，这饶恕是释放的这个钥匙哈，使我们得释放，是个恩典。
We all know that if you don't forgive someone, you will keep thinking about that person. And whenever you think about that person, it makes you feel hurt or make you even bitter. Bitterness is like a prison. But forgiveness is a grace. It's the key to freedom.
那我们先来看到底什么是饶恕啊。
So what is forgiveness?
饶恕其实不是一种自然情绪的反应哈，我们自然反应不是饶恕啊，饶恕是一种刻意的出于信念的一个选择，我们选择释放那个得罪你的人哈，他在道德和关系上欠我们的债，我们愿意免了他的债。
So forgiveness is not a natural emotional response, but a deliberate.And it's faith-based choice to release a moral and relational debt that someone owes you.
这并不代表着令人配得的，而是我们主动的决定，不要再追讨他哈，不要再死抓了这个 他的这个错哈。
This doesn't mean that person deserves to be forgiven, but that we have decided to stop pursuing him, and we decided to stop holding on to the debt.
那我们说在马太福音十八章那边，耶稣举了一个例子，一个财主很有钱，他的仆人就欠了他很多的钱哈，然后财主要他回债，他就拼命的恳求啊，结果这个财主就说了什么呢？他就对仆人，他就对仆人动了慈心，哎，然后就把他释放了，是免了他的债。
In Matthew chapter 18, there was a story. A servant owed his master a lot of money, and so this servant pleaded with the master. And then in the Bible it says that the master took pity on the servant and canceled the debt and let him go.
不是因为这个债务消失啊。是因为这个主人他起了怜悯，他是在怜悯跟恩典里面决定免了这个债。
The debt is gone. It is not because it disappeared on its own. It is because the debt is forgiven out of the mercy of the master.
那饶恕在旧约中就是就我们就清楚的看见的哈。
In the Old Testament, we can see the foundation of forgiveness.
所以饶恕不是到新约才出现的一个观念，它在旧约的时候，从创世的开始，神的救赎计划里面就在饶恕在里面。
Forgiveness is not a concept that only appears in the New Testament. It is deeply rooted in God's redemptive plan from the beginning of creation.
虽然旧约中所呈现的饶恕是蛮制度化的哈，要献祭啊，然后啊神赦免我们哈。
Although in the Old Testament, forgiveness is presented in a more institutional way, where offerings need to be made and then forgiveness is given.
在利未记四章二十节后面这边说，祭司要为他们赎罪。他们必蒙赦免。
And in Leviticus chapter 4, it says, the priest will make atonement for the community, and they will be forgiven.
这句话其实反复出现好几次在利未记的第四章跟第五章中，这显明了神的赦罪是可以得着的哈，是神愿意给我们赦免，但是有条件的，他必须悔改，他必须知道自己罪，他要去献祭来赎罪，他必须要顺服，他必须要相信。
This scripture, this verse, repeatedly showed up in Leviticus chapter 4-5. Here it shows God's forgiveness is conditional, and the condition is that we must repent, and we must be obedient, and we must have faith.
那律法不只是定规矩哈，其实律法也鼓励人之间要宽恕的。
And the law encourages forgiveness between people.
所以在利未记的十九章十八节这样说，不可报仇哈。讲到报仇，看中国人演的连续剧啊的，一开始就是要报仇，要报仇，这个好像不报仇就非君子哈。我们的文化里面就从来没有赦免。我们的文化里面就是一定要报仇才算好。
In Leviticus chapter 19, it says, "Do not seek revenge." When we talk about revenge, we think about our own Chinese culture, because in a lot of TVs or movies, it started out with revenge. So in our culture, forgiveness is not something important.
那在这里，利未记十九章的十八节说，不可报仇。也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
But in Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18, it tells us, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord."
所以在这边，神说：“我是那位神哈，我要告诉你们，不要去报仇啊。”你不要一天到晚埋怨你周遭的人啊。
So here God is teaching us, I am the Lord. you don't need to revenge, and you should not keep grudge against everybody.
不但不埋怨，你要去爱他们。
And not only you should not complain, you should love them.
所以饶恕在旧约里面其实就清楚地告诉了我们。
Therefore, forgiveness is stated clearly in the Old Testament.
那在新约呢？新约更把饶恕更实现出来，更深深的来把它彰显出来。
And in the New Testament, we can see forgiveness is this concept is deepened and is fulfilled.
那耶稣不仅是延续了这旧约的教导哈啊，所以耶稣要我们爱神爱人嘛哈，他更是亲自的为了饶恕他上了十字架，成为饶恕至终的代价。
Jesus not only continued the teaching of forgiveness, he told us to love God, love people. He personally paid the ultimate price of forgiveness by going to the cross for us.
所以在希伯来书十章十二节这样说，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 10, it tells us, but when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
所以主耶稣的十字架替我们承担了一切的罪，我们就不必再一直要去献祭哈。这个耶稣的赎罪祭使我们得着完全的赦免，不必再依靠重复的献祭，而凭着信啊，要凭着信进入了神的恩典。
So Jesus cross, on the cross, he bore all our sins, allowing us to receive complete forgiveness. Therefore, we no longer need to rely on repeated sacrifices, but we can enter into God's grace by faith.
那为什么基督徒必须饶恕呢？
But why must Christians forgive?
第一个，我们是要来遵循耶稣的教训哈，我们要照着我们信主，我们就遵循神的话去做。
The first reason is that we must obey the teachings of Jesus.
在马太福音第六章，在主导文里面就提到哈，说免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
In Matthew chapter 6, it tells us, and forgive.As our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
更是在十四节、十五节这样说的：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
In verse 14 and 15, it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you," Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
这是非常严肃而且很严重的宣告啊。
This is a serious declaration.
饶恕，我再讲，不是在这里面不是一种是一种选择，你必须要去做的哈。而不是要有你感觉，哎呀，我今天高兴我就原谅他，不高兴就不原谅他了。
Forgiveness is a choice here that you should choose. It is not a feeling that when you feel like it, then you do it. Otherwise, you won't.
我们刚刚在路加福音那边讲了，那一天里面那个人得罪你七次哈，他如果认错了，你也要原谅他。在马太福音十八章这边。那比如说七次好吧，耶稣说不是七次啊，那这边讲的是一天你就七次，就是很多次你在他说哪怕七十个七你都要原谅的。
In Luke we read that when some people sin against you seven times that you need to forgive them, but in here in Matthew chapter 18 it says that it is not seven times but 70 times seven times.
所以我们的这不算，不是要你计算多少次哈，不管多少次，你都要受饶恕的哈。
It is not a matter of counting times, but it teaches us that no matter how many times you're offended, you should forgive.
所以在这里变成饶恕是一种是什么？一种不断重复的顺服神的教导。
So here it is telling us that forgiveness is an act of repeated obedience.
绝对不是我们感觉，我觉得可以饶恕我就饶恕哈，不是个感觉，而是在神的命令里、神的恩典里面，你选择每天都活出饶恕的生命来。
You forgive people not based on your feeling, but based on God's command and grace, because you choose to live a forgiving life every day.
没有错哈。如果但是人家如果没有认错，你是不是也要饶恕啊？
If someone did not admit their wrongdoing,
因为现在有
you still need to forgive.
就会有些人在这样教导的，不管人家认不认错，你就要饶恕的。
In some churches, they teach people that whether or not other people have admitted their wrongdoing, you must forgive them.
这给很多的基督徒带来困扰，带来痛苦，带来挣扎。
This has brought confusions or even struggles to many Christians.
甚至有些人，我最明显的一个例子，就最难过的不得了，一个女孩子被强奸了，痛苦的不得了，在家里都不要见人。两个礼拜以后，终于鼓足勇气去教会，去教会的弟兄姊妹一见了他，你有没有饶恕他？你有没有饶恕他
？There was a very saddening example that I know of. There was a girl who was raped, and she hid herself in her home and didn't want to see anybody because she was very, very upset. And finally, she had enough courage to go to the church. And the first thing that she heard in the church was that, "Have you forgiven the guy who raped you?"
你知道有些教会真的这样，有些弟兄姊妹真的是这样子吗？
There are these are indeed some teachings in some churches, and these are indeed some thoughts held by some brothers and sisters.
他要来到爱的家庭里面得安慰。他要在爱他的神、爱他的弟兄姊妹得连续得安慰的结果是，这些律法主义者劈头就问他有没有饶恕对方。
This girl, she came to the church, try to get comfort, from the brothers and sisters, and she tried to be comforted by God in that spiritual home. But what she encountered.Was these people asking her, "Have you forgiven?"
那个犯人给抓了，在监狱里也死不认错，他没有悔改啊。
The criminal was caught, and even in prison, he didn't admit he did it wrong.
你要知道，神都没有饶恕他，神都没有愿意饶恕一个不悔改认罪的人。
He did not repent, and.Even God would not forgive someone who does not want to repent.
如果人不需要认罪就可以得到赦免，耶稣就不必上十字架了。
If we don't have to be repenting in order to get the forgiveness, then Jesus didn't have to go to the cross.
我们也不必传福音。
And we did not have to spread the gospel.
不必告诉人家你必须认罪悔改，相信耶稣才得救。
We don't have to tell people that you must repent in order to receive salvation from the Lord.
所以很多时候读圣经要好好的清楚的去读啊。
Therefore, we must read the Bible in a very understanding way.
我们今天读的经文里面是不是讲每天他犯了七次他要说懊悔了，他跟你说 sorry 了，耶稣说你要原谅他。
Remember in what we were reading today, it says that if someone offended you seven times, but then he admitted that he did something wrong, that he said sorry, then you would have to forgive him.
这耶稣说七十个七次以后，他举的例子是不是那个欠了一大堆钱的那个仆人 哀求那个主人，主人才动了慈心，免了他的债。
And remember in the servant master example that the servant pleaded to the master to forgive his debt, and then after that the master took pity on him.
后来那个主人大怒分气，是因为这个仆人出去以后，他的同伴只欠他一点点钱，求他央求他，他也不饶恕人家，欠着人家又把人家关在牢里。
Then later the master went into a rage, and why was that? Because this same servant who went out of the door, running into someone who owed him money. And that person asked the servant to forgive his debt, and the servant said no.
所以耶稣说，你不饶恕人，我也不饶恕你，就是这样子的例子。当我们领受了丰盛的恩典，然后人家向我们求饶，向我们 say sorry, 我说 no, 我就恨你一辈子。
This is why Jesus told us, if you don't forgive others, then you cannot be forgiven. So,After we received such a huge blessing from the Lord, and we turn around and someone else asks us to forgive them, and can we just say no to them?
我们做神的基督耶稣的门徒，我们是为神的爱充满的人，我们是活出爱的生命。
We are Jesus' disciples. We're God's children, and we're filled by God's love.So we must live out a life of love.
我们绝对不要扭曲了圣经的真理，去把自己都不能够守的道理，去要求其他的基督徒要遵守。
We cannot misunderstand the Bible. If we cannot follow the rules, we should not be.Asking other people to do that.
如果这位至高圣洁慈爱的神都说你必须悔改，我才原谅你，我们怎么可能要求我们这个人去说人家没有认错，你也必须饶恕？我们比神还伟大。
If God requires us to repent in order to forgive us.Then how can we require other people to forgive first before the offenders even repent? We cannot be greater than our God.
饶恕是反映了神的属性的。
Forgiveness reflects God's character.
在饶恕之前，公平公义是必须彰显的。
Before forgiveness, justice has to show up.
所以饶恕赦免不只是在制度上的安排，更是神爱的彰显。
So forgiveness is not just a institutional arrangement, but also a revelation of God's love.
在出埃及记34章这边啊，我们看到神是什么？有怜悯、有恩典的神，他赦免罪孽、过犯与罪恶。
In Exodus chapter 34, it tells us, the Lord is a compassionate and gracious God, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.
神乐意赦免，不是因为我们配得，而是因为神是爱，他本来就是充满了怜悯，有恩典。
God is willing to forgive, not because we deserve it, but because God is love. He is inherently merciful and gracious.
所以我们常常的来读这个话，叫我们认罪悔改哈。约翰一书的1:9说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Therefore, we always read this one. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
当我们饶恕别人的时候，我们就是活出神的属性来，彰显神信实与公义。
When we forgive others, we're living out God's divine nature in us and demonstrating His faithfulness and justice.
他说饶恕他人不是因为他配得哈啊，而是因为基督已经饶恕了我们，神我们蒙逢了恩典与爱，我们也愿意照这样子恩典有恩典有爱的生命来对待别人。
Again, forgiving others, this is not because they deserve it, but because God in Christ has forgiven us. So we need to follow Jesus' example to forgive others.
第三个我们要讲，就饶恕就带来了属灵生命的自由与成长。
And the third reason is that forgiveness brings spiritual freedom and growth.
我们刚刚讲到啊，人家继续在伤害你。也没有认错，还继续伤害，我们神也不会原谅这样的人，我们不原谅，那怎么办呢？那难道我们就要困在这样子的伤痛、难过、气愤，甚至带来仇恨以后生出罪来吗
？So, if someone offended you, committed sin, God, if they don't repent, God even cannot forgive them, and so.We cannot forgive them either. But what can we do? Are we going to live in this unforgiving status and hold on to all this bitterness?
我讲的好重要。有不少的基督徒或者甚至圣经学者，他们看到这时候，他们所以要求定出了人的想法。说你一定要饶恕人家，人家没有这个悔改，没有认错，你也一定要饶恕，要不然你会被捆绑，你就带来仇恨。他讲的没错，可是他没来圣经里面找答案，没到神的面前来求神帮助啊，他是想自己的方法来定规。
Some of the people they made up man-made rules by saying that even if other people did not repent.You still need to forgive them because otherwise then you'll be holding on to the hurt and bitterness and you will be bounded by their mistakes. It is true, that is the case, but they are trying to solve this problem by rules that they made themselves. They did not bring you to the Bible.
也许他的本意是好的。他只是看到人在仇恨里面、不原谅里面受到痛苦，可是他没有把真理，他只讲他以为的道理，成为人的瑕疵啊。
Maybe they have that kind of teaching out of good intention, where they want to give you some advice based on human wisdom, but that's not the biblical wisdom.
当我们受伤害，我们难过。我们不要否认，当人家对不起我们，没有公平公义，我们气愤，我们不要否认。但那些东西如果伤害我们，我们该是什么？我们来到神的面前，圣经上告诉我们，譬如说以弗所书四章六到七节说，应当以无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将你所要的告诉神。我们几乎想报仇，几乎想自己去讨债，但是我们是来到神的面前求神给我们智慧啊。神怎么样在这边讲，神所赐的意外的平安必在基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
Sometimes we get hurt and we feel very angry, and sometimes there's no justice and we feel very frustrated. Youou may have come to the moment where you almost want to take the revenge yourself. But Ephesians tells us that do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
圣经上有许多一些例子哈，心怀不平。不平来到神的面前一祷告，神就安慰了他，让他看他明白神的旨意。
Yet there are many examples in the Bible where when people feel frustrated or feel injustice in their lives, they come to the Lord, and the Lord will comfort them and place peace in their heart.
不但是圣经上告诉我们一些方式，你来到神的面前， 让神的爱充满你，圣灵将神的大爱浇灌你，安慰你，除去心中的伤痛、难过，甚至那个一些不平带来的气愤。
You come to God and let God's love fill you, and let the Holy Spirit guide you, so that it can help to remove the anger, the injustice in your heart.
因为你一直 hold 望着抓住这些伤痛不放，你会陷入苦毒，你在压力的循环里面，你灵都要枯竭了。你当然要来神面前嘛。
If we hold on to the hurt, we can get stuck in a cycle of bitterness, stress, and you will feel exhausted.
在神的爱与安慰下，你会再想到耶稣，他在十字架上的时候，他说。父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。
And in God's love, you might think about what Jesus had said on the cross. Father, forgive them, because what they did, they did not know.
这不是代表耶稣说，哦，他们犯错不认错也没关系，而是耶稣已经因着爱，他心里愿意宽恕的心在那里。
This doesn't mean that Jesus already forgives them, even without their repentance. This shows that Jesus' love, which is willing to accept them even before they acknowledge their sin.
所以不是强制的是不公平不公义下我们要赦免，而是在神的爱的充满下，那爱的生命下，我们愿意给人机会，我们愿意为人祷告，我们愿意当他认错的时候，他知道我们已经张开我们的双臂接纳他。
This is not a forced forgiveness by law. This is under God's love that we're willing to give other people an opportunity, that we're willing to accept them before they repent. And when they repent, we're already opening our arms to welcome them.
当我们来到神的面前，领受了神那无条件的爱，领受了他那个从来就愿意宽赦人的心的时候，我们会这样子来活出来，我们心中不带着仇恨，反而会为那个恶人，为那个得罪你的人祷告，希望圣灵帮助他看到自己的恶，看到自己愿意认罪悔改，然后再向你道歉，来与你和好。
When we come to the Lord and receive His unconditional love, it strengthens us. It gives us the courage and the strength.To pray for that person who offended you, and to be able to be willing to wait for him, so that when he acknowledged his sin, then we can forgive them entirely.
所以这才是圣经教导我们的真理，这才是神的心意，要我们照着效法他去做的态度。
So this is the truth that the Bible is teaching us, and this is what we should follow Jesus as an example.
你心里面仍然在过往有人得罪你，你想到还伤痛、生气、难过吗？
In your heart, is it still heavy that when you think of someone who hurt you, are you still saddened by that?
愿你在神的爱中得释放。愿你对那人因着神的爱，你愿意让自己有一个愿意赦免饶恕的心，我反而为那人祷告，希望他认罪悔改，自己在恩典神的恩典里面得释放，不再有仇恨，不再被捆绑。
May your heart be released in God's love, and may you be willing to have the love to forgive that person so that you yourself can be released from the hatred.
所以我们现在来再整理一下，对饶恕的事情我们应该怎么做呢？
So how should we forgive?
饶恕我们要承认不是件容易的事哈。
First, it is not an easy thing to do.
一定要饶恕是个困扰，而且常常那个不对的哈，我们要不要被人家所定的规矩给 给自己承担极大的压力。
It is not forced, and we should not bear that pressure on us.
我们是在爱心里面，在哥林多前书大家熟悉的过。念第十三章第七节，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
We do this in love. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
这个适用于不是任何的事情啊，这适用于那个他的伤害不至于伤害了其他的弟兄姊妹哈，不至于损坏了教会的名誉，羞辱了主名哈。这是在个人之下，你情愿吃亏，情愿受欺吗？你愿意在爱里面，你包容他吗
？This applies to situations where mistakes or errors or offenses does not harm brothers or sisters or nor bring shame to the church, nor cause others to stumble. So under these situations, you want to forgive them.
另外呢，如果不是这种情形啊，如果你没办法因着爱心包容他，因着这个包容他，就是没关系，你用爱想，你觉得没办法用爱来胜过，你觉得没办法用爱来赢取他，你对他好，他反而对你更不好啊，那人家也是错用，打左脸右脸给他打，他如果打得好过瘾，还踢你两脚。那个是讲爱，你如果他的结果是让他探索了羞愧，那不是让他你放纵他的罪恶，所以人常常那是在讲爱，你结果放纵，哇！我觉得有时候曾经跟父母讲，哦，我们多爱孩子，哦，牧师不行啊，爱都宠坏了，不认识爱，爱怎么可能宠坏？爱不喜欢真理，只喜欢不义，爱是希望孩子得到真正的好，你怎么可能不管他？
But sometimes your love may not call that person to repent, and even they could mistreat it as that you're giving them the freedom to hurt you even more. In those situations, we must be able to distinguish loving someone or giving them.More freedom to treat us badly.
我们在同样在马太福音十八章那边想到这个要七十个七次那边，神有教导我们哈，我们很快的来，就是讲，如果有人得罪你啊，你要先私下的跟他讲，而不是公然的羞辱他哦，私下的希望你呢。他如果你讲了他不好，他就跟你道歉，那就和好了，那就和好，你就得着了他哈，得着了他。
So in this kind of situations, in Matthew chapter 18, it gives us a step-by-step instruction. It tells us to communicate with the person privately and seek peace. The goal is to win him over and to be able to reconcile with him.
你看。我们继续的教导，不是说、哦、他没有犯罪，因为你也教会只讲爱不讲理哈，你就原谅他，你总是自己甘心吃亏就好。教会也不要制裁他哈，教会更不应该把他赶走，这是教导吗？不是的，我们看得清清楚楚，罪要正面的去面对。
So we can see here clearly that if someone have sinned, we cannot ignore it.We must confront it before we can forgive.
但是，真的是在爱里面做的。
But we do this in love.
你是私下跟他讲的。
You talk to him privately.
如果他真的是犯罪，不只是一些事情得罪你哈，那是耶稣教导用洗脚的例子，我们就要拿来用。你脚脏了，就是人基督徒在世上犯了罪。我们去洗的时候是半跪对在那里，用神的话语来劝告他。
And we can advise him, and we can talk to him with God's words. Remember the example that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples? We should adopt the same humble attitude.
我们再次讲，饶恕不是容易的事。我们 第一点，如果我们能够用包容在爱里面，我们永远相信他，他一认错我们就接纳他，来，然后啊，我们希望用爱能胜过恶，这个是我们第一个如果能做的话。
So, forgiveness is not an easy thing to do. In the first situation, if we're willing to accept him, if we're willing to continue to love him, even though that we were cheated or we were wronged, in that situation, we can do this. Yes, we can keep loving him, and we can do this to accept him.
如果不行，圣经有清楚的教导，我们怎么样的经过这样子的步骤，是使人知罪悔改。解决我们心中的痛苦与不平。
But if you cannot have that kind of love, or if you have the anger or frustration so hard in your heart, then the Bible gives us a step-by-step way to address the conflict.
但有时候那个伤痛、那个不平太难，前两种都解决不了。哪怕这人教会把他赶走了，宣告他是坏人。你心里的那个伤痕还是解不了，因为你想到就生气，你就想到就难过，哎，你还是有恨。
But there is a third situation where, even though you've tried and you still cannot succeed in the first two methods, and you still feel hurt. Even though the church already declared that this person is not a good person, but justice is not here, so you still have the pain in your heart. What can you do?
圣经真的是有给都有解答的。我们不要自己用哲学、用心理学各方面人的智慧想解决的问题。我们一定要来到圣经，看圣经的话，一定要来到神的面前得答案的。
And the Bible still have an answer for us, even the first two options don't resolve our issues.
我们要把这样的，要信靠神，顺服在神的面前，要把这样子的苦处交托给神。
We must trust, obey, and surrender our issues to God.
在罗马书十二章十九节这边说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
In Romans chapter 12, verse 19, it says, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge; I will repay,' says the Lord."
我们要相信神是公平公义的神吗？
We must trust that our Lord is the just Lord.
如果那个人遭罚，神又会面临。他要面临神的愤怒，我们干嘛一直在这边生气呢？他很可怜了，他以后他永远的在这惩罚真他要面临的。
If he deserves to be punished, like God's wrath punished him, if we keep having this anger in our heart when we think about him, it's too bad for us because he doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve our anger.He actually is in a very pitiful situation because God's wrath is waiting for him.
神是最后的审判者吗？
God is the final judge.
我们愿意释放，我们可以放下这个报复的权利，因为他错了，我可以以牙还牙，以恨。但是我愿意放下这权利，我愿意交托给神，我不要一直因着这个东西来捆绑我，让我心灵都枯竭啊。
Let us release the right to retaliate.And let us allow God to right the wrongs for us so that we don't have to think about how to revenge and we don't have to be living in an exhausted emotional state.
所以我刚刚说圣经上告诉我来到神的面前圣灵将神的爱浇灌我们来面临这些事吗？
This is why I encourage everyone to come to the Lord and let his love pour out on us so that we can resolve all these issues.
所以神的爱那无条件的爱临到我们让我们对那些人即使他们尚未认罪悔改尚在行在恶中我们愿意 效法耶稣，有个宽容的心，愿意等待神对他的拯救，或者是后来神任凭他叫遭罚，这都跟我们没关了吗？释放自己，在爱与恩典里面放下。
Therefore, we should pray that, that God will pour out His love upon us, so that we may be, willing to forgive others before they confess their sins and repent. This will help us not harbor hatred, but to be liberated from our bondage. And that person, whether or not he will be dealt by God,that
will be between him and God.
Today, we see that forgiveness is not a suggestion of options.But a sign of life of the Lord Jesus and his disciples, as we're willing to forgive.
我们原来是满身的罪恶哈，每个人不同，我们欠了一大笔债，但是神却饶恕了我们。
We have committed many sins and we were debtors, but God forgave us.
不是因为我们配得。而是因为神的爱，他的怜悯，他主动的来向我们彰显爱，主动的让我们知罪，让我们圣灵看帮助我们，他主动的告诉我们，他愿意，只要我们认罪悔改，他愿意赦免我们。
He forgive us not because we deserve it, but out of His love and mercy, and HeGave us instruction to repent so that we can receive His forgiveness.
所以今天我们不只是来领受神的赦免，我希望在神的圣灵帮助下，我们也立志要成为跟随耶稣的门徒，就是以饶恕回应饶恕。我们领受了这样子的恩，我们也愿意把这样的恩典延续出去。
Today, we not only come to receive God's forgiveness, but also resolve to become disciples who follow Jesus. That is, to respond to forgiveness with forgiveness, and to extend grace with grace.
等一下我们要一同领圣餐哈，这不仅是来纪念主耶稣为我们舍命，更是我们再次的与他立约的时刻哈。
We will soon take the Holy Communion together. This is not only a remembrance of Jesus' death for us, but also it's a time for us to renew our covenant with Him.
让我们预备我们的心，带着感恩与谦卑地来到主的面前。
And let's approach the Lord's table with a prepared heart, grateful and humble.
愿我们不仅在圣餐中，我们领受了神赦免的恩典，也立志成为一个活出赦免的。门徒哈哈，有这样子的生命，在这个充满伤害的世界中，求神帮助我们活出基督的爱与和平。
May we not only receive the grace of forgiveness in the Holy Communion, but also resolve to become disciples who live out forgiveness, living out the love and the peace of Christ in this world.Full of hurts and pain.
我们现在领圣餐哈。每次我们读这个经文，我们今天还是念一次啊。Let's read in Chinese today. English, you can see on the screen. 一起来。主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来，
祝谢了，就把它说：“
这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”半后照样杯来说，这杯是用我的血洗的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这杯、喝这杯，是表明主的死，
直到他来。
所以无论何人
不按你吃主的饼、 喝主的杯，就是干饭的身体，主的血了。人应当自己时常，然后吃这杯喝这杯，因为人只是喝，不过分辨自己的身体，就是吃喝了自己的罪了。
所以我们这已经受洗的基督徒，我们一起来纪念主。如果你还没有接受主，我们来一起的，希望你早日信主受洗哈。然后我们一起，那就请你等下不要参与哈。我们再次来做一个祷告。
For Christians who already who are believers, let's take the Holy Communion together. For those who are still unbelieving.Please do not partake in the Holy Communion. And we hope that one day you will become a believer and enjoy this with us.
亲爱的天父上帝，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们真是感谢你借着耶稣基督赦免我们一切的过犯。
We thank you for forgiving us through Jesus Christ.
在这时候，如果我们刚刚崇拜在牧导帮助我们来一起来思想，圣灵来光照我们，如果还有什么不好的地方，神现在感动我们，让我们知道，我们也赶紧认罪悔改。
May the Holy Spirit shine upon us and help us recognize sins within ourselves.
神啊，你的恩典何等浩大，你的慈爱永不止息。
Lord, your grace is so great and your love never ends.
主，我们承认有时我们难以饶恕，有些伤害仍在我们心中隐隐作痛，但我们愿意回应你的呼召，不只做一个得赦免的人，也做一个学你样式饶恕他人的门徒。
Lord,We admit that sometimes we find it hard to forgive, and certain hurts still ache in our hearts. But we're willing to respond to your call, not only to be a person who is forgiven, but also to be a disciple who follows your example and forgives others.
求你借着圣灵的大能帮助我们放下苦毒与报复，将不公平交托你。学习你怜悯与恩典。
Please help us through the power of the Holy Spirit to let go of bitterness and revenge, to surrender injustice to you, and to learn from your mercy and grace.
当我们进入圣餐时，愿我们真实的经历你的赦免与我们同在，使我们不只是领受你的爱，更能在生活中活出这份爱来。
When we take the Holy Communion, may we truly experience your forgiveness and presence. May we not only receive your love, but also live out this love in our lives.
这时候也求你，也洁净这代表你身体的饼，代表你宝血的杯。愿我们人与物都圣洁在你面前，欢喜在感恩中。来进行这个圣。
May you sanctify the bread that represents your body, the cup that represents your blood, and sanctify all of us so that we can enjoy this together in front of you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we
pray.
Amen. Amen.
pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to dine at your table, Lord. We recognize that it's not something that we deserve, but you gave it freely out of your grace and mercy because of your love for us, Lord. We pray that the forgiveness that you've shown us that allows us to be here at your table is something that will move in our lives to forgive others that we need to forgive in our lives, Lord. And I just pray that as we take this bread and this cup, may we always be thankful for having a loving, compassionate Father who's with us each day. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please stand up? Please sing a ending song. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
刚晚来，就是是不是在用那个今天的吗？是在用那个。然后我用了。
没有啊，他就是接下来接的那个人就会是我们的人，就是因为他们平时做阳光，所以大概就晚上9点到10点。但因为晚上是就是在 WhatsApp 上面就跟客户说我要哪个条件，就是也不是说这但就是三不五时看。然后上次张恒在找，所以要去看电影，我没办法，一边看到一边。对，就是反正我终于要回去了。对啊，我觉得会有，没有，就是说实在，就是我们大家的钱都挺少，然后就是等比较可惜。
比如说，像这个
钱，
不
是
西
部西
部吧？
因为
那
个顶
层，那因为他本来赛季就没位置啊。那我们台湾台派的。
对，
我们早上要，就我们早上要做那个我们自己的 liquidity， 就是那个，然后晚上要做交易。就是说晚上做交易这一段，
就是说很多，
就是他都是从台湾派的，所以基本上就是
一
切的。我本来觉得还蛮好玩的，但是后来觉得哇，就是整天都要站口，真的是太累了。对啊，就是下班像我，就是可能7点多或8点下班回去，然后到10点。
但是这个半程，
12点，然后你们10点
来上班，就是觉得，
就是说他们时间太不一样，你起不得。
Yeah, but
啊，有些人
烦恼。
我知道，到今天。
Yeah,
这是他们私事儿。
你没有在跟他们说
要公开的吗？
有。但因为美国还有就是
教堂，
因为三包括还有就是都是
公
开。真的？等一下，你说是公开好是什么意思？
就是可能一年大概年薪大概4-5万块左右，所以就。
就没有人会来这里，就是没有本地的人申请这个工作。
有，就是但就是基本上这只会做一些比较。
可以可以可以。所以他们父母的年纪也是年薪就把你 convert 过去的，还是会收？
没有，我们是用台湾的薪水再加上外派的价。
就是非常需要的。
4-5万那个我真的觉得不能。
而且你是 New York area，
我大概
是 Texas， 两个多
钱。那但那个是，就是还要再扣税哦。
我是你的薪水是扣税的。
啊，来国际，37吧，我往37。
哇，好多哦。
对啊。
再给我就是30，对对。然后你看那些什么 lifetime Medicare 这些乱七八糟。
还有那个 City Tax，
哦，那 City Tax， 那可是你没有 reverse 吗？因为你不是住在那里。
但我好像还有部分要被扣，但还是我可能退税的时候可以拿回来之类 ，I don't know。但我现在就是看到我薪水都是直接卸一半，
因为你真的 40% 是卸一半，
yeah， 就是 ADP 都是直接砍半这样子。我就觉得这也是
好
可怕
哦，台湾没有这么高值
哎。对，这样吧。I'm like 5 or 12。
我都不知道那个什么国民年金的东西。
就
那有加进去才5%。
就他其实是另外付了一个月，好像不到1000块吧。
他不是 percentage。
Yeah, no。
所以那我赚的多也是付1000块，你赚的少也付1000块，不是很不公平？
但因为他领的本来就少啊，所以我觉得就。
那你们现在还有什么 retirement？
主要是那个啦，
国家 mandatory。
insurance 的那个，他是看薪水。那个
实际的东西，你一般或者
是
所有
都看得到。
那这个问题呢，我们因为我们
领，
平均生
带太大，
他就要
有需要
钱啊，我来写。
哦，所以 insurance 是 percentage， 然后公，那你们还有我不知道，因为我爸妈以前就是他跟我说还有什么好处。
健保，这应该
也蛮对，劳健保
还
是
有啥这个的，
主要就是
如果在台湾，我都没有年金，至少有国民年金可以领到劳健保。
对，对啊，
退休
劳保，劳保是大概是这样。可是劳保一个月最多超年，然后三万多块。
那在家里年纪是有数的吧？
有啦，但四万现在我觉得可能也
可以。房子是精致版的还好。
Yeah, 如果 you have a house, you have a house.